So the soldiers took Lepke and Sholem back to the castle to speak with the Duke. So they bring him in to this big ballroom where the Duke was sitting on one of these big fat chairs. And he had to sit on a big fat chair because he was pretty big. In comes Sholem, in comes Lepke, and the Duke says, "Ah, I'm so happy you made it." "Yeah, we had a choice, huh?" "So, gentlemen, I hear you are tailors." "Tailors? We're tailors, Sholem. Are we tailors? We're not tailors. We're not tailors. We're carpenters. We're carpenters. We're not tailors. We're carpenters. We install carpets. If you need carpets installed, we will be glad to do it." "Gentlemen, I heard that you are tailors. That was a mistake. Once upon a time we were tailors, but we quickly became carpenters because the tailoring business is not such a good business, I'm telling you. It's a very, very not lucrative business at all." "Gentlemen, listen to me. I am the Duke, and I run this whole area. And you better do what I tell you or you're going to have some problems." "Just a minute over here," Sholem said. "Just a minute. Before we continue this conversation, are you the Duke that has the dungeon?" "Certainly. That's who I thought you were. Yes, we're listening very closely. And I might tell you, gentlemen, there is room in that dungeon." "Oh, there is room, eh? There are like vacancies." "Yeah, so what do you want? What do you want from us?" "Gentlemen, I am making a wedding in 2 weeks. My daughter's wedding, my only daughter. And you know what I need from you?" "What could he need already? What could the guy need already? This whole place is batchonis with such a guy as a Duke. What could he need of it?" "I need you to make me clothing." "Make this guy clothing? There's enough textile. They got enough fabric around this area to make this guy clothing? What are you saying over there?" "Nothing, nothing. Make you clothing. Well, what a wonderful idea. I need you to make clothing for myself, my wife, my sons, and my daughter, and my son-in-law. And I needed it in 2 weeks. Do you understand?" Of course we understand, certainly. And gentlemen, I need that these clothing should not give me an image of being obese." "What did he say?" "I mean, I should look thin." He needs a magician, not a tailor. What are you talking about? This guy to look thin, he has to go on a diet for about 4 to 5 years. "What are you saying, gentlemen?" "Oh, certainly, sir, we can do this without a problem. I need that it should flow on me." "Oh, flow, it will flow. It'll be waves when..." "What are you saying over there?" No, nothing, nothing. "Flow is beautiful, a flow type look, yeah, certainly. Now, gentlemen, this is my offer to you. You will make the clothing, and I will pay you the handsome sum of 1,000 gold coins." "Oh, 1,000 gold coins. Lepke. 1,000 gold coins. That sounds good to me. Sounds good to me. Yes, yes. Or else I will have to send you to the dungeon." No, that won't be necessary. We could become tailors very quickly. Once upon a time, we once took a correspondence course. A friend of ours, Bearish, he told us how to take a correspondent tailoring. We could be tailors very quickly. "Gentlemen, you will get rooms in the castle. You will get whatever you need. You will get fabrics as much as you want." "As much as we want. I hope this guy got a big stable with a lot of carriages, because we're going to need fabrics like to fill up the whole castle." "What are you saying over there, gentlemen?" "Oh, nothing. We're saying that's a wonderful offer, sir. That's a beautiful... That's the best accommodations we could ask for. My viceroy, please come here. Take these two tailors to a room. Give them the best room of the house. They are to work on their own hours. They make their own hours, get them whatever they want, all types of fabrics, needles, thread, whatever they need. Take them away."